Sagt der Elige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Kalim, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. All right, reminder what we learned in Perik Hay, Mishnah Zayin. A Tana that became Tummy, and you want to officially break it to the point that it's Tar. So he said you have to divide it into three. Two won't do, because if you have two, one is going to be Roiv. If you have Roiv of the original Tanner left, that could still be considered the Tanner. Okay, however this works, you can go back to Perikei Mishnah Zayin. What our Mishnah is doing now is, we're discussing the same halacha, how much do you have to break in order for it to become tar, with a kira. Now remember again, Tanner, a cone-shaped thing, wide at the bottom, narrow at the top, it's where you bake, you put the dough onto the walls. A kira is basically round, the walls are straight, two holes on top, fire inside, you cook with the pot on top. Zok the Mishnah. Kira, we have here a kira, where normally you put two pots on it. And generally with a kira, its length is double its width. Zok the Mishnah. Nechleka le'arka. If it's split in half in its length, do you know what that means? It means if I look at my two pieces, I'm going to see the cutout of half holes in each of them. First I had two holes. Now that it's split in its length, what I'm going to see is, between the two pieces, four half holes, two on each half. So Tahira, there's no place to put a pot down. However, L'rachba, if you split it in its width, if it breaks up in its width, so both holes remain complete, there's a place to put a pot down. And therefore the din is, Timea, wait a second. It's true there's still a hole to put the pot down, but each of these kiras, if you think about it, I mean, what used to be one and now it's split into two. Yes, it's split into the width and each hole remains complete, but you only have three walls. You have a whole open wall. Three walls is good for a sukkah, not for a kira. But we still say because it's possible to put the pot on it, it's not called broken yet. It's still tummy. Tosfos Yamtov explains, if it's closed on three sides, okay, it won't be as hot, but it's still possible to cook with it. Not as good as when it's sealed, but it's not totally unusable. That's why it's still tummy. If you only have half a hole, you can't use it. There's no place to put the pot. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kupach. Now remember what a kupach is. It's also a stove. It's taller and narrower. It's round. It has only one hole on top for one pot. A kupach is as long as it's wide. And therefore, nechlek, if it's divided into two, somehow it got split into two, bein le'archai, bein le'rachbe, whether to its length or width, tar, because l'maisa, the hole is going to be split in half. Weiter, Zok the Mishnah. Now we're going to learn something called chatzar hakira. Literally the courtyard of the kira. A kira has a courtyard? I guess it's kind of a mussel. But there's like this big round, I don't know, like a pan with a rim on it. That's called the chatzar kira. And sometimes they would put the kira connected to the middle of this. Zok the Mishnah. So the chatzar kira, this big round thing that the kira is sitting in the middle of, it has a rim. It has like a wall. So the issue is how high is that wall? Bizman shehi gvoya shalish etzbois, when the rim of this chatzar akira is at least 3 finger widths high, which by the way is the shear of akira, if you remember. Zok the Mishnah, umitama, it's going to be mekabel tuma, whether it's bimaga, through touching, uba'aver, or through airspace. If the walls of this chatzar akira is high shalish etzbois, so the din of the chatzar is the same as the din of the kira, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. And the tumah can come through maga, through direct touching. In other words, if let's say a dead sheretz touches anywhere inside this chatzar hakira, this what we call a courtyard, or even if it dangles there, it enters the airspace without touching it, this courtyard will become tameh, and so does the kira. If the chatzar becomes tameh, the kira becomes tameh, and if the kira becomes tameh, the chatzar becomes tameh, as Isaac the Taisis Yamtev. However, p'chusa mikan, if the wall of this courtyard, and again, the courtyard means this like round pan and the kira is in the middle of it. And it has like a little wall or rim. If that rim is less than shalosh etzbois, says the Bat Tanura, ein avir shalachasha, then it's not significant enough. So it's like a kira that it doesn't have shalosh etzbois. And memela while mitama b'maga, the ein mitama b'avir. Now this means as follows. Min ha-tayre wouldn't become tummy at all. However, mid rabbanan, should a dead sheretz touch it, it would become tummy. But if a dead sheretz dangled in its airspace without touching it, doesn't become tummy at all. because whenever Chazal were geyser a tuma, they always restricted the tuma. They said maga, not avid, so we should remember that it's just midrabanan. That's one pshat of the batanura. Another pshat of the batanura is that it does become tami min atayra. Ah, you just told me that the airspace is not significant enough because the rim around his courtyard is less than 3 etzbais, but it's still considered a yad for the kira, kind of a handle to the kira, and that's the thing with a yad. A yad will become tame if there's direct contact, but not in airspace. Now the Mishnah asks, Ketzad Misharinaisa? What's called the airspace of the kira? How do we estimate this? And basically, what we're asking is as follows. Try to picture the scene. We have here the kira, a stove, and it's in a pan, surrounded by a rim. The rim is high, 3 etzbais. When you say that the airspace of the chatzar becomes tame, so you mean flat with the 3 etzbais, only up to 3 etzbais, or do we mean all the way up till the height of the kira? So let's say a dead sheres was dangling somehow above the walls of the chatzar, but lower than the top of the kira in that airspace. What happens then? What's called the avir chatzar? So Rabbi Shmuel, let me figure it out this way. Rabbi Shmuel says like this: Noisin es hashvud mil malon lemata. You take the spit again. That's like the pole that was used for roasting, and you rest one side on top of the kira, and the other side on the wall of the chatzar. So it's going to come down crooked. It's going to come down diagonal because the wall of the chatzar is wider around the kira. There's a space between the kira and the walls of the chatzar. So I'm going to look at this crooked pole that goes from the top of the rim of the chatzar to the top of the kira. Anything that is under the pole, but not the other way around. Netmesa chatzar, if the chatzar becomes tamei, let netmesa kira. It doesn't take the kira along with it. Does anyone hold not that way? Yes, the Tanakama. The Tanakama considers the kira and the chatzar one keli. They're connected to each other. We use them together as a set. So if either one becomes tummy, the other one becomes tummy as well. Makes no difference whether it's the kira that became tummy or the chatzar that became tummy. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, on the other hand, holds the chatzar helps out the kira. It helps us use the kira. But lemaisa, the kira is the kira, and the chatzar is just like a tuffle to the kira. It's like a helper to the kira. So if the main thing, the kira, becomes tummy, it takes the chatzar along with it. The chatzar also becomes tummy. But if only the chatzar becomes tummy, no. The kira is not included. The Batanura says that the Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Okay, so chazing over Mishnah Gimel, we know that a kira has 2 holes on top for 2 pots. You have your chant and your soup cooking on top. A kupach has only 1 hole for 1 pot on top. So if a kira is split in its length, it's tar, being that it's longer than wider. So basically each hole is cut in half. There's no place to put a pot. If it's split in the width, however, it's still makamal tumah, because you could put the pot down. It's open on one side, it won't work as well, but you can cook enough with it that it's still makamal tumah. A kupach that has only 1 hole on top that's divided, whether to the length, whether to the width, is tahar. Then we learned about a chatzar hakira, which is basically a big round pan with a rim on top that the chatzar sits in it. It's connected to the kira. There's lime over there. If the mechitzas are high, 3 etzbais, it's considered a chibra, we said. Should the kira become tummy, it would receive the tumah, whether b'maga or whether b'avir. If the walls of the chatzar were high, 3 etzbois, which is the sheer kira, then the chatzar has the same din as the kira, it's mekabel tumah, whether through contact or through airspace. If it's less than 3 etzbois high, this rim around the chatzar, it's metame b'maga. Should the sheretz touch, it would become tummy. But if the sheretz is only dangling in its airspace without touching, it would not become tame. Some say because it's only a tumme midrabanan, so therefore the rabbanan said maga no avir. Some say no, it's midraisa, but we consider the chatzar a yad, like a handle for the kira. And that's the din with a handle. That's the din with a yad. There's only maga, not avir. How do you measure the airspace? Is it even with the rim of the chatzar, very low down? It's only 3 etzbois high, let's say. Or do we go much higher up? And the answer is kind of in between. In other words, you're not going to take a flat stick and place it over the top of the kira and say anything under this stick is tummy. That's not true. Rather, you would take the spit, the pole that they roast with, and put it diagonally, one side on the top of the rim of the chatzar, the other side on top of the kira. Whatever's under that stick would be considered avir. Above that would not be considered avir. And finally, we had a shita that argues with the Tanakama. Tanakama holds their mamish one keli. If the Kira becomes Tame, the Chatzah becomes Tame. If the Chatzah becomes Tame, the Kira becomes Tame. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no. If the Kira becomes Tame, it takes the Chatzah along with it. But if just the Chatzah becomes Tame, that doesn't mean that the Kira is Tame.